America e Pasco.
Maria
in Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do.
Forgive us our sins and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O God, wonderfully created the dignity of human nature, and still more wonderfully restored it, grant, we pray, that we may share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity, who lives and reigns in you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him. And without him, nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. Light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not by nature generation, but by human choice, nor by a human decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Once King David asked God permission to build a big temple for God, but God refused. But he promised he will be with his people all the time, but not he won't accept the big building. Years later, Jesus was born. He is the real temple. His temple is from God, but also in man. Jesus is both human and divine. He came on earth only to be with us and to bring us back to the Father. Because human being forgot about God. That's why in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus taught us, Our Father. Our Father. This Father is for all, not only of the Israel people, all nations. Today, how can we live this spirit? Jesus expects unity among human beings. He prayed in the Last Supper, Father, that they all may be one. This unity is not because of the same human race, because Jesus on earth is giving life to all people. We give life by living a love, by forgiving, by accepting, by being one with the other person. If there is true love, where there is unity, there is the presence of God. Remember, he says once, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, he says, "But two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst." So when we love one another, forgive one another, or united with one another, that is the presence of Jesus. And that's a real kingdom of God. When we say go to heaven, what does it mean? To heaven means to the place where we love one another. St. John says very clearly, God is love. That means where there is no love, there is no God. So Jesus wants to bring us back to this reality. We are chosen people. We are chosen also individually. We are called to live like him, so that we can share his light, his love for the people next to us. So this time we have to believe again. God loves us individually. Many times we doubt whether God sees you, whether God looks at you or gives your helping hand. God is a Father. He loves each one of us immensely. Many times we say God loves that person better, love that person better, forget about you. Not true. God loves each one of us. He loves in a way, in a very special way. But many times we ask the question, why, if God loves me, so many hazardous things happen in my life. Many times I fail to do so many things. At times, God allows things happen so that we can be more humble. Yeah. We need to learn to trust. That's what Faustina, he was the message from Jesus, Divine Mercy, you know? Jesus, we trust in you. That's the time we forgot about God. We don't trust. We trust more in ourselves. We don't believe much. We thought we can do many things. But God is giving us allowance to change. So don't worry about whatever you have been yesterday. It's not important. It's important that this moment. Eternity means ever present. Eternity doesn't mean long away. We live in time, you thought eternity is far away, but real eternity is here, now. If you live in love this moment, you are in heaven. If you don't have love, you are away from God. That's very realistic. Try to remind yourself this moment, this only moment that you can do the will of God, that you can love sincerely, really, truly, not something in the past. Many times we regret things of the past. Of course we have to regret, but more important, live up this moment. Neither worry about things of tomorrow. This is towards one is not in parent. Don't worry things about tomorrow. Seek first kingdom of God at this moment. So live the present moment. It's a real way, the only way we can follow Jesus. Only the present moment you can keep Jesus in our midst. Not something in the past. Not something in the future. Not real. Something now. At this moment, I try to live up the will of God by preaching. You live up the will of God, but now you're listening. Open heart, both of us, open heart, there is the presence of the Holy Spirit. And that's the place where you have the peace of our soul. And that's what Jesus wants us to experience, to share this joy of this love. So from starting from this moment, during the Mass, try to be attentive. That's important. When you love, you don't think things of yourself. You just pay attention, moment by moment. We are not used to. We used to live many things in the future and worry about many things of the past, or seldom live the present moment. But only the present moment is the real moment of God. God is eternal. Eternity means ever present. So today is a new day for us. What Pope Pope Francis says, Christmas is a time of a conversion. Change of mind. That's conversion. Jesus become human. We become God. Through Eucharist. The receiving Holy Eucharist is shared for the blood of Christ, so that what Paul says is real to us today. It's not that I live, but Jesus lives in us.